Across the rotunda from Naboo's station, Yenchor's platform stood vacant, the result of the Yenchori severing ties with the Republic 6 months earlier and recalling their diplomatic staff. 6 months before that, and armed with weapons Darth Sidious had helped them procure, the Yenchori had launched attacks on several worlds in neighboring systems. Supplied by a Deveronian smuggler, the clandestine shipments had included a Cortosis shield from a secret mining operation on the planet Baldemnik, and had factored into the deaths of a pair of unsuspecting Jedi. Plagueis had said that the Yenchori could be incited with minimal provocation, but even Sidious had been surprised by their ferocity.
Since Yenchor became a member world 25 years ago, and notwithstanding the sanctions we attempted to impose, we have allowed the Yenchori to transform themselves into a militaristic force that now threatens a vast region of Republic space. Just 6 months ago, when they augmented their navy with vessels commandeered from the Golden Nis shipyards, we voted to censure them rather than intercede, in adherence to an antiquated belief that responsibility for policing the outer systems rests with the worlds that make up those systems. Ultimately, following Yenchor's most recent attack on the Chalanor system, the Jedi were persuaded to intervene, but with grievous results.
Valorum halted briefly.
As some of you already know, the mutilated bodies of Jedi Knight Nashan and her Padawan Ibor Tok were transported to Coruscant and somehow delivered to my office in the Chancellery building.
He balled his fist for everyone to see.
This is when I say that enough is enough.
Palpatine steepled his fingers. Valorum was trying hard to be stirring, but the sudden edge in his voice was blunted by the reaction of his audience, which was rote outrage at best. A call for quiet by the Bothan Vice-Chancellor was scarcely necessary. Valorum composed himself for the hovercams, his flushed expression meant to convey indignation rather than embarrassment.
The Jedi have since dispatched a larger force to bring to justice those responsible for this barbaric act, and to drive the Yenchori back onto their own world. But I fear that their efforts won't be enough. Since we can't very well station Jedi or Judicials there as an occupying force, I am asking this body to sanction the use of private paramilitaries to enforce a technological blockade of Yenchor that will prevent the Yenchori from rearming and renewing their nefarious dreams of conquest.
The shouts of assent and condemnation that met Valorum's request were genuine, as were the Bothan Vice-Chancellor's calls for order. Finally, Valorum raised his voice to be heard.
Militant expansionism cannot be tolerated. Precedent for the use of paramilitaries was established under Supreme Chancellor Kalpana during the Stark Combine conflict, as well as in the more recent Yamri crisis. In both cases, diplomatic solutions followed, and it is my belief that diplomacy will succeed in the Yenchor system.
Valorum's political career had been forged during the Stark Hyperspace War. Now, Palpatine thought, he begins to sound like his one-time rival, Ranulf Tarkin. He waited for the rotunda to quiet.
The events at Yenchor speak to the greater challenge we now face. The Kolaran system, our newest member, finds itself plagued by pirate attacks. The same is true at Dorvala, in the Videnda sector. The so-called free trade zones have become battlegrounds between defenseless worlds and corporate giants like the Trade Federation, or criminal cartels like Black Sun, which are squeezing these outlying systems dry.